join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn and Carrie.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Donna Reese.
Hey, everyone. I'm Cassie Skirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connection.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me, too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese and Belle. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Welcome to Hollywood Connections. We are so excited. We have some superstars in the house, and I can't wait for them to be at the Grammys, I'll tell you, and the Country Western Awards, and you do not want to miss this opportunity. Do not touch the dial. Hollywood Connections is here in the house, and Lisa V is here.
Hi, good evening, everybody.
Yes, my co-host, and so we're going to kick off the show right away. Lisa, what song are you going to sing?
I'm going to sing To Make You Feel My Love.
Ooh. Oh, okay, and Tommy, take it away. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. We're here to get you connected in show business. And we're live.
106.1. Feel my love. When the evening shadows and the stars appear, and there is no one there to dry your tears, I could hold you for a million years to make you feel my love. But I would never do you wrong. I've known it from the moment that we met. No doubt in my mind where you belong. I'd go hungry, I'd go black and blue, I'd go crawling down the avenue. No, there's nothing that I wouldn't do to make you feel my love. I regrets. The winds of change are blowing wild and free. You ain't seen nothing like me yet. I could make you happy, make your dreams come true. Nothing that I wouldn't do. Go to the ends of the earth for you, to make you feel my love, to make you feel my love.
And that's Lisa V, co-host of Hollywood Connections. So you just recorded something this last weekend, didn't you?
I'm working on a project as of yesterday, so it's pretty exciting, and we're gonna be able to reveal it, and it's pretty amazing. When God moves you and puts people in your path, and when you have somebody that you meet and they say, you know, now I know why I'm at Beaming Hope Church. This makes sense. And we worked together yesterday, so it's amazing.
And so we're excited. We had America's Got Talent on the show the last couple of weeks, and we are here with some artists from, actually, I just want to introduce both of them. Andy, tell everybody your first name, of course, Andy, but your last name?
It's Purcell, P-U-R-S-E-L-L.
And I want to thank the Jobber Brothers Hacking Hollywood, because I saw your video. I was like, oh my gosh. And then to my right, tell everybody who you are, Matt.
Matt Bailey.
That's right. Matt is also a Nashville star, and he is so amazing as well. And you wait till you hear this music. You do not want to miss this. And we're going to find out where they can buy the music, download the music. It is so amazing. And look for these guys, I'm going to tell you, at the Country Awards, because they're both truly amazing. So let's hit it with The Salt Life, and we'll be right back. Enjoy. It's so amazing.
Behind us, everybody that we know is there. Pull out the beer, turn the radio up. It's time to have some fun. Out in the open, be as loud as we want. We ain't ever gonna hurt no one. And if you're looking for some fun, say hell yeah. If you're glad the week is done, say hell yeah. Are you leaving with the sun? Say hell no. 'Cause we're gonna have some fun tonight. We're living in a solid life. Throw the anchor of a board, we're floating on the shore. Got our toes running through the sand. Charlie's jumping off the bow, Mandy's swimming all around. Kate's working on her summer tan. Casey's fishing off the back with a cold one in his lap. About to tie one on tonight. Brandon's passing out the shots. We're in our favorite spot, and we're living in the salt life. And if you're looking for some fun, say hell yeah. If you're glad the week is done, say hell yeah. Are you leaving with the sun? Say hell no. 'Cause we're gonna have some fun tonight. We're living in the salt life. Gather around with the fire burning bright. We make a toast to the coast that means the most. Then we're living in a salt life. And if you're looking for some fun, say hell yeah. If you're glad the week is done, say hell yeah. Are you leaving with the sun? Say hell no. 'Cause we're gonna have some fun tonight. We're living in a salt life. We're living in a salt life.
Yeehaw. So, Andy, where are you from?
From a little town of Arcadia, Florida.
And so,
how long? Married in Arcadia. Yeah. That's crazy.
How long have you been doing music?
I would say 18. I started playing, I would say about 15 years. I got a guitar and just, you never put it down, you know. And I'm a lineman by trade. I'm a power lineman. I climb poles for a living.
Wow.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah. Service,
right now.
Yeah.
Hurricane season. We love you guys.
For sure.
I say I play with electricity during the day and music at night. But, you know, it's been a wild and crazy ride, this whole journey. And I could write a book about this. And,
you should.
The opportunities that I've had, I don't want to look back and say, man, I wish I'd have done that, because I've been blessed, I'm telling you, with everything.
So Salt Life picked up your with the merchandise and everything that you have, and that is amazing. Yeah. What are you doing now? What is your plan? What do you want to do? Where do you want to go with your music?
Try to go to the top.
That's right.
You know,
that's
just it. Try to take every door and knock it down. That's what I
like it.
I want to do.
I like it.
You just got to keep on grinding, man. There's so many talented people out there, and just I always tell people, watch American Idol. Look how many people are standing outside, and they want to take one or two people, you know. So that and just times that by thousands, you know.
Amazing. So you brought your guitar.
Yeah.
So I think everybody would love to hear it as well, live, right? You want to hear some great music? Hang on, we're going to play some music live on the air. I think it's going to be a sing-along for a minute. I don't sing, but I'll try.
Uh-oh. Lisa's that's why I'm the singer on the show. That's why she's the pretty blondie. I'm like curly-haired, you know, Spanish singer.
We're so excited to have both of these guys here and Matt's music as well, which we'll be playing very shortly. And I hope you all enjoy this. And if do you have a booking agent?
Yes, I have Swartz Entertainment. He's just signed with them, working with him out of Pennsylvania. And I have a manager, Steve Tramposh, at Launchpad Media out of New York.
Okay.
That's my manager.
Dude, we have a lot of producers, agents, casting directors that watch the show. And, you know, what scores for movies, we have a bunch of people that are always looking for great scores and country singers, of course. Lisa was just in a movie, Coco, with our friend and Johnny. Awards. Yeah, and you got to sing.
School.
It's up for an award right now.
Oh, wow.
And well, you were the singer in the movie.
I was the barroom singer.
Right.
I was singing Girl Crush in the bar.
All the greats start in a bar. Whether you're on film or in Nashville in some honky tonk, that's where it starts, right there.
Oh, I got a little part as a reporter in there, but I had fun because that was in Johnny's movie. Yeah, so you're gonna take off and do the Salt Life again live, right?
Yeah. Let me do a downer song right now, and then I'll bring it back up with a Salt Life.
Sure.
Because I want to really do this song. This means a lot to me. It's the second song I ever wrote in my life.
Wow.
And I'll tell you how it was. I was thinking of Country Boy Luxuries.
And
I was singing all the luxuries of a country boy. I tell this story all the time, and I saw a moving truck when I was driving, and it said Legacy Movers on the side. And I said, Country Boy Legacy. So he's a country boy, and he's also a soldier.
Oh,
so it's a patriotic song. My grandfather, before he died, he's a World War II veteran. I sat down with him, and I was just going back through thinking of the stories he was telling me being overseas, and kind of just put this together. In my mind, it's an 18-year-old boy, joins the military. He's got a T-shirt, some old boots, camo hat, and a tattoo on his arm, and that's all he's got. And he fights and dies for our country. And that's his Country Boy Legacy. And check it out, iTunes, Amazon, iHeartRadio, Spotify, all this
very
good stuff.
Very cool. We're excited to have you here as well. Enjoy.
Yep, Country Boy Legacy. His Wranglers on with a farmer's tan, some cowboy boots that he's breaking in, wearing an old T-shirt and a camo hat, and on his right arm is his favorite tag. That's all he really needs. He's tough and ain't afraid to bleed. He's heading to fight for you and me. That's a country boy legacy. In a camouflage suit with muddy black boots. Since he was born, he followed his roots.
He's got no fear in the task at hand, and he's showing great pride defending our land. That's all he really needs. He's tough and ain't afraid to bleed. He's fighting for you and me. That's a country boy legacy. He's dressed in his Sunday's best, with our flag draped over his chest, flying high above the rest. A soldier will never forget. God bless our troops. Thank y'all.
Wow.
He's making his story. He's tough and ain't afraid to bleed. He gave his life for you and me. That's a country boy legacy. Yeah, that's all he really needs. He's tough and ain't afraid to bleed. He fought for you and me. That's a country boy legacy. Yeah, that's a country boy legacy.
Wow. And your beautiful wife right here is taking some video of you in the other room, the engineer room.
I go back to the beginning. I said that song was a downer, and it's not a downer. It's just, it's really hits the heart for me, and it's just very emotional when I sing it. So I appreciate all the troops out there, all our veterans.
Yes.
God bless y'all. Thank you.
Exactly. My dad was one, and I'll tell you, it you know, when you have people in the family that service, you have a different outlook on life. We really do, and we want to thank you for everybody's service out there for this country as well. So tell us a story about your music video with the Jabba Brothers, that they shot this as well, but there you have a story behind that. There was a ranch. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we'll go back to my media guy, my camera guy, the guy who's been following me around for a few years now. His name's Jared Allen. Jared Allen. He was with Red Hawk Media. Now he has Crazy Horse Productions LLC. Check him out, y'all. He's just a super nice guy, man. He knows the Jabba Brothers and got them involved in on this video shoot. We had Jake as the camera guy. Super cool guys, man. And we had 16 people on the production crew. Jared and I got together and we brainstormed this whole video and had a. It started back in an old town, and a famous DJ of Tampa, Florida, man. He's a 25-year veteran. Mr. Les McDowell is in this video.
Yeah, my engineer, Tommy, you said you worked with him. Tell us, when back in the days, when did you work with him?
Well, it'll be back in the days for sure. when he was at 99.5.
Yeah, super nice guy, man.
Wow. So the ranch is, so can anyone go to the ranch?
I think he rents it out for weddings and stuff, and he shot a TV show, and I think it's still current playing. It's called Dry Creek. It's kind of like a Little House on the Prairies back in the 1800s.
We have to go there.
And this town is cool, man. I'm telling you, you can walk into a saloon. You know, it's really neat.
And I saw the video. It was so rustic and so, out there.
You watch the behind-the-scenes video of Living in the Salt Life, and you'll see where it took place. We spent 4 days filming a 3-minute song, man. It's unbelievable. A lot of work. 16 people on the crew. And we filmed 2 days out in Parrish, where the town is. And then we come out to Beer Can Island, which is in the Tampa Bay right off of Apollo Beach. And shout out to Beer Can Island, man. Those guys just... they gave us the free reins to film out there, man, and we really appreciate it because we couldn't do it without them.
Now, were telling us how many viewers you have. Tell us what happened with that on the YouTube and with your viewership.
Oh, it hit a couple hundred thousand, man, no time. And, you know, after we got the video out and released the song, we got hooked up with Salt Life, and just a dream come true, man, for any artist just to have an ambassador with 1.3 million followers. And Salt Life is just amazing. I'm one of their athletes alongside with Jake Owen, Drake White. If you go to saltlife.com, I'm the guy with the cowboy hat on the athletes.
But just a true blessing. Going back to the song, my sister and I wrote that song. It's the very first song we've written together, and she's a really good writer. And she'd come to me with this idea on a Saturday and say, "Hey, I think I got a cool song for you." She had the first verse and half the chorus, and then I went in there and just started.
That was a good start.
Yeah.
There you go. One more verse and repeat the chorus. Right.
I started coming into that in my bedroom. You know, I always tell people, man, you ever sing in the shower and everybody raise their hand because that's the best acoustics in the world, and that's where it all starts, really, you know, for me. But we
you get out of the shower and put on your phone real fast, you're dripping wet. Oh, I love that idea.
That's it, and it just comes to you. It's crazy how the world works. But
wow,
I took it in the room, man, and come up with the rest of the songs and just told a story about, you know, living in the salt life because we see it every day, everywhere.
Yep.
It's amazing. Yeah. Every car has it on. I just
so they can buy your merchandise also,
yes, Andy Purcell. PurcellMusic.com. It's PurcellSell. That's how you spell it. And I have a merchandise. And you can also go to Hello Merch. That's my merch company. They have a website there. You can go down and have hats and shirts and koozies and stuff, all that good
How
stuff.
How cool is that? I know we love the salt life here in Florida and around the world, as you will too. Before we go with Matt real quick, you have one more song for us, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I do.
All right. What are you going to play for us?
Well, I'm going to do Living in the Salt Life,
right.
But I want to get everybody to sing along with this beat. And I'll tell you, the very first time I sang this song live was acoustic. I opened for Phil Vassar on Anna Marie Island.
I love him.
I'll never forget it. And till I die, man. I had 400 people in there. It was packed house. And I'm gonna tell the audience on the radio right now what I was telling them. And y'all sing along with me. The chorus is really easy. It's so much fun to sing. And this is called Living in the Salt Life. You can check it out on all kinds of platforms out there, Spotify, and I really appreciate it, y'all. So if you're riding in your car right now, man, just shout this out. Everybody here in the studio, let me hear you say, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Let me hear you say, hell yeah.
Heck yeah. Yeah.
Let me hear you say, hell no.
Can we say that? Heck no.
All right, you got the chorus, everybody. So y'all sing along with me. When it comes around, man, scream it from the top of your lungs. So here we go.
All right.
It's called Living in the Salt Life.
All right, come on.
Put the boat in the water, it's time to hoot and holler, let the breeze blow through your hair. We'll meet up on the island, leave the crazy week behind us, everybody that we know is there. They pull out the beer, turn the radio up, it's time to have some fun. Out in the open, be as loud as we want, we ain't never gonna hurt no one. And if you're looking for some fun, say, if you're glad the week is done, say, hell yes. Are you leaving with the sun? Say, hell no. Cause we're gonna have some fun tonight. We're living in a salt life.
Come on, Will.
We throw the anchor overboard, we're floating on the shore, got our toes running through the sand. And Charlie's jumping on the bow, Mandy's swimming all around, Kate's working on her summer tan. Casey's fishing on the back with a cold one in his lap about to tie one on tonight. And Brandon's passing out the shots, we're in a favorite spot and we're living in the salt light. And if you're looking for some fun, say hell yeah. If you're glad the week is done, say hell yeah. Are you leaving with the sun, say hell no. Cause we're gonna have some fun tonight. We're living in the salt light. And as the sun goes down, we gather around with the fire burning bright. We make a toast to the coast that means the most, and we're living in the salt life. And if you're looking for some fun, say, hell yeah. If you're glad the week is done, say, hell yeah. Are you leaving with the sun, say, hell no. Cause we're gonna have some fun tonight. We're living in the salt life. We're living in the salt life. We're living in the salt life.
Hell
wow.
Yeah.
Welcome to Florida.
Yes.
That
That is our lifestyle. We have our 37-foot Endeavor, and we have our dinghy, and we go to Beer Can Island, and we go out there, and that's what we do. We put music on.
You can't say Florida ain't country when you got an island named Beer Can Island.
Hello.
Yes, exactly, Matt.
Amazing. Yeah.
Beer Can Island.
I know.
Come on.
So, Lisa, before we go to Matt, real quick, with our other star that's in the house as well, you had a question to ask Andy as well, you know, right here.
Right. Hi. First of all, I've been following you on Facebook, and it's cool because we know a lot of the same people, which is really nice. But when did you realize that you really had something? When you and your sister got together, when did it hit you like, I'm about to really make it? Like, my dream is about to come true.
Man, it's really... every day is, I feel like it, man. Just even being here with you guys, man.
We feel honored here.
I'm from a little small town Arcadia, man. And I'm in a radio station right now, broadcasting around the Tampa Bay area. It's pretty wild, man.
I'm gonna make you laugh. I got married at the courthouse in Arcadia, Florida. Really? And we got our rings at the Walmart.
No
well,
way.
We're divorced now, so yeah. Need I say more? Amen. But boom, boom.
That's a country song.
Hello, yeah, right? I'm telling you, there's a reason that we're all here in this room.
It's still vintage courthouse, man. It's pretty cool, man.
I'm telling you, it's cool.
Yeah.
So have you actually, now have you performed anywhere? Tell us real quick about that.
Yeah, so I've had a band for a little over 4.5 years now, and I've opened for 9 national artists. I took the headliner local act in the Suwannee River Jam after Hunter Hayes and Billy Currington.
I love that venue.
Opened for Neil McCoy, Montgomery Gentry, Clay Walker, Restless Heart, Phil Vassar. I mean, the line is just craziness, and right now we're getting things ready for 2021 because try to get this stuff behind us what
Amen.
We got, and God willing, hopefully we get it behind us. But we got Riverfest in Arcadia coming up October 9th. We'll be out there, and then I just booked a really big show called Boca H2O on a barge down in Boca Grande, Florida. Man, there was over 7,000 boats there on Labor Day.
Come
so
on.
This is Memorial.
Oh my gosh.
Memorial weekend next year. So May
save
29th.
Us a front spot. Both of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Both of you save me a front spot.
Yeah.
I don't care. Behind the scenes, you know, at the concert, we'll be there reporting live.
From Miami,
that's all we
I'll
ask.
Get in. I'll get backstage somehow.
So for the future, I'm working on new music as we speak right now out of Nashville. I'm working on a 5-song EP, and hopefully we get everything together. That's we're working every day hard to get this thing out, and it's a lot of work. A lot of people don't realize how much work goes behind the scenes.
It's a lot of work.
I'm willing to put it in, man. So I'm just grinding away, man. We keeping on.
Well, you are welcome here anytime with your beautiful wife. Anytime to come to the station. We love to have your music to open up the show here.
Thank you so much.
And we're so glad that you joined us
as
well.
I'm so glad to be here. Thank you.
Well, we also have another artist in the house, another amazing star I call as well. And Matt, everybody, tell everybody your last name.
Bailey. Matt Bailey.
Matt Bailey. And Matt, you have a long history in Nashville.
I do. I originally moved to Nashville in 2007, and I got my first record deal in 2009. So, yeah, I was there quite some time.
And I have some amazing videos up on YouTube. Tell everybody where to go on YouTube as well to find you and your website.
Sure. Website is being constructed as we speak. As far as the videos, you just put my name in, Matt Bailey, B-A-I-L-I-E. I will say, though, you know, the stuff that I did previously, the last time I put out a record was 7 years ago, and my new stuff is absolutely nothing in comparison.
Because you're happily married, you have a beautiful wife and a baby, and that makes a huge difference.
It does. Well, we had touched on some things the last time we were here and talking. So I'm almost 2 years in sobriety right now.
I know.
So,
that's amazing.
And it makes such a big difference.
Yeah.
You know,
see, we met at a boat show. I was doing promotions there, and we were talking about something, and then I heard that you were a singer. I'm like, oh my gosh, we have to get him on the air. And that's how we met by accident.
Yeah.
I know. and it's amazing. I always say God's timing, that's for sure.
That's it.
So you've opened for a lot of artists as well. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I would say one of the biggest was Tim McGraw. I was blessed to have his manager as who represented me. And I got a lot of opportunities there. Became pretty good friends with Luke Bryan. Did some stuff with him on his spring break tours. Also did Montgomery Gentry. I love those guys. They were so much fun.
Amazing.
It's just one of the coolest is my uncles are Donnie and Johnny Van Zandt. So actually, one of the first things that I did was open up for 38 Special and Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Oh, that's right. You were telling me about that.
Yeah.
Oh, heck so, yeah.
I was about 18 years old, and, you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll is the only thing you know at that age. And, you know, you get to open up for those guys, and it was pretty cool.
Amazing. I can't wait for both of your books to come out. And just, like I said, if you're doing a concert, just make sure Dawn Reese and her crew of reporters are there to get backstage passes. That's all I ask. Because it's going to happen, and it's happening right in front of us, and we're so excited. So tell us about the new song that you wrote and what inspired you.
So this particular song, this is the single that's going to be going out to radio. It's going out on CDX. I'm working with a company out of Nashville called Grassroots who helped promote my last radio single. I wrote it with Mitchell Tenpenny. If you guys don't know who Mitchell Tenpenny is, he's an amazing songwriter and artist in Nashville. He's sold 2 million copies of his Tell All My Secrets album. Alcohol You Later and Drunk Me were his singles. Just one of the most phenomenally talented artists I've ever met in my life.
Wow.
I mean, when we're talking about talent, this guy can play every single instrument he puts his hands on, sings his own harmonies.
Wow.
It's incredible. So we wrote this song together with another couple of friends, and they've got a group called Radio Romance.
Okay.
And they were with Big Machine Records at the time. And so we collaborated, and we sat down, we wrote this song, and it was just one of those things where we really didn't have anything coming in. And it was probably Mitchell. Mitchell ended up saying something about, you know, rebound, you know, and we all just kind of feeding off that idea and just came up with this whole, you know, concept for Rebound.
Amazing. So where can they find the music, buy the music, and download the music?
So I just put out this EP just yesterday. It just came out, and I am so happy to say it within the first 24 hours, it got close to 1,500 streams.
Wow.
So I was really, really happy. You know, I've still got some fans out there that are listening to my stuff. You know, it's been a long, long time. And to be honest, I was really nervous how people were going to react because it's such a different sound for me.
Right.
My vocals to the writing, to the production of everything was so different. I just didn't know how it was going to be taken, and I'm just blown away at the traction it's got.
And do you have an agent manager?
I am currently talking with a new manager. I was represented by Diana Henderson for many, many years, who worked with Tim McGraw, Shenandoah, Joe Diffie, people like that. And she has Parkinson's disease. So unfortunately, she can no longer represent me. So
gotcha. I know that happens. I had a couple agents that like that, and then one passed away, was my best friend. Yeah. So, and you know, I want to tell people, enjoy your life every day to the fullest with your family. Yeah. And that's what's
important.
Tomorrow
is not promised.
That's right.
That is so, it hits home every day. Yeah. I see things that I go, wow, you know.
Exactly. So let's go to your music, and we're excited. You can also go to Tantalk Radio and watch the whole show right now on YouTube, and you'll see it up on my YouTube page on Dawn Reese show, as well as our Facebook Live. Let's go to that music. It's called
Rebound.
We'll be right back.
Got a brand new broken heart, and it's up for sale. I don't know where I went wrong, but I wish you well. You're not the last thing I do. I'm gonna get you off my mind. I'm gonna find another you, at least for tonight. I'm gonna burn this whole town down. Bound.
this old bar stool, I seen a lot of mouths. Too many broken-hearted fools trying to fake a smile. But when a pretty girl walks in, I can't promise her a thing. No lifetime love, just a drink and not a ring. I'm gonna burn this whole town down.
And we're back, and that's called Rebound. And Matt, tell everybody again where they can go to get that song.
Much like Andy, anywhere really. Whatever your preferred listening app is, Pandora, Spotify, iTunes, you know. Anywhere.
Can I download it to my ringtone, both of you?
I'm pretty sure you can. Is ringtone still a thing? People still
is ringtone.
All right, Don Reese, there we go. Once again, she thinks I get the McDonald's senior coffee, and I just turned 50.
Well, I would have tried to download both of the songs tonight on my ringtone for sure. And please, everybody, support artists that are getting out there and making you happy and feel good. It's amazing. Yeah. So the next song that you have on your CD, what are we playing?
Well, I am actually not sure which one that is. I would like to.
Tommy's back there.
Our producer's laughing like, well, if you don't know, I sure don't know.
I think we're going to roll with track number 4. I think the next one is where we're going to go. I'm hoping it's the one that I'm thinking of. All of them are great on this record. I wrote all of them with Mitchell Timpenny, except for one, which I'm hoping is this one that we're playing. It's called Bedroom Song. I wrote that one on my own.
And what inspired you for that one?
For which one?
For the bedroom.
Bedroom song. You know what? I would love to be able to say it was a person, place, or thing, but it wasn't. It was just one
just
of those.
Something that came.
It was just one of those things, and I was like, you know what I want to do? I want to write like a country meets John Mayer, super sexy, body is a wonderland type song.
Oh, right.
Nice. And that's kind of, you're right. And so that's kind of what happened. And it's not super sexy about how I wrote it, because I was actually in a treatment facility.
Oh, wow.
And so I started writing it there, and then I finished it up in a sober living community. So, you know, it was something that I had just was teetering with, you know, in between groups and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when it got done, it's one of those songs that I really, really loved.
And you have some amazing videos on YouTube as well. Tell everybody where to go.
Again, just, you know, put in my name, Matt Bailey, Bailie, and you can check out some of the older stuff. I'm still proud of that stuff, and I'm hoping to shoot a video for this one of these new songs here, most likely Rebound. Here pretty soon. I'm moving back to Nashville.
Oh, how nice. I know. You're planning to Nashville as well, right? Or
well, right now I'm going to go and record there.
Okay.
The 5 songs there, and then that's the place.
What's good that you guys got to meet at least.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And now we have places to stay. I'm just kidding.
Look at his wife, and she's like, "Yeah, come on. Yeah. I cook, I clean, you know, I wash."
I mean, Nashville's such an amazing town. I spent almost 10 years in that town, and I just fell in love with it. And I came back to Florida, and it just didn't feel like home anymore down here. Right. And, you know, I was telling my wife when we were up there, I said, you know, this is where I feel at home, you know.
Yeah.
And she started to love it, and it was just one of those things.
She's coming in with the baby.
Yeah, she's standing in there with our son.
Can you come in and just show everybody how beautiful
like,
you
what?
Are? She's like tall model. Yeah. How tall is she?
She is 5'10".
Do you have an agent? Lucky. Does she model?
She did model when she was younger.
Okay, well, she can model again.
Yeah, I mean, we have. Look how gorgeous she is on camera. There she is.
Yeah, that's Taylor. Yeah, that's Taylor and my.
Yeah,
that's Junior there. That's Junior. Matt Bailey Jr. right there. Yeah.
We're, you know, I mean, we have a SAG agent under our show. We have a lot of them. I've got agents for you.
Yes, seriously.
Yeah.
No,
I mean, I'm not 18 anymore.
No,
I'm
15. Wait a second. So I'm going to be honest with you. I am. Hold on.
I am. Yeah, right?
60. And I have three agents. I am.
I thought you were 42.
Well, you're so sweet. I turned 60 in July. I had to look at my birth certificate to make sure I was 60.
You know what? That's such a blessing, though. We were just talking about that the other day.
Some people don't make it.
Some people don't get that's it. The
every day is a blessing, no matter
that's
what
right.
you go through yeah. to wake yeah. up. It is a blessing. Yeah.
Amazing.
I'm excited to get some gray hairs and have some grandchildren.
Girl, if you need any extra, you know.
I have three grandchildren, and yeah, they keep me hopping, and yeah, that's amazing. And I have three grown sons, so. And I think you met one, both of them, right? You met Rick and Nick.
I did. Yes. I did. Yeah.
You did, yeah. Are they still doing the fishing thing, the other guys?
Part of we still have the company. Oh,
right.
Oh no, not
no. We're good. We're good. I'll just
but
do
yeah,
feet.
real strong recovery. Yeah, it was our company to help people in sobriety to go fishing. Pretty much. Is
that's
what we
amazing yes. and blessing so many people. All right, so let's go to the next soundtrack. And what when is that?
Let's hope that it's Bedroom Song. I think that's what it is. We'll see. I will let you know at the end of it.
All right, we'll be right back. I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections, 106.1 FM, The Heat, and 5 other stations, and VH2 TV Network, and 24flix.com.
Instagram, YouTube,
yes,
TikTok.
We're live on Facebook as well. We'll be right back. And that amazing song. And again, wow. And
amazing then, artists, period. Two of them right here
amazing. In the house on the live energy. On the air. We're so excited. So the one that's on YouTube that I really liked as well, what's that video called?
That was my first single. That was my first top 40 single.
Okay.
I'll say the only top 40 single, actually. I was really blessed to have that one do what it did. And the video did really well. It was on GAC and CMT. But you know,
and you have a lot of views on that one.
I do. Yeah. Well, there was more. So what happens when you're with a record label and they put everything out for you?
Right.
Is they take it down
when
you're done.
Right.
So yeah. So this particular one has a little over 40,000 views. You're talking about Everyday You.
Right.
Yeah. And so it had over 250,000 at the time, and it came crumbling down with the label.
We're getting a lot of comments on Facebook. Robert is saying awesome music, great interview, you all. Thank you so much, Rhonda. Woodward, great song for both of you.
Thank you.
And we're blowing up on TikTok here and Instagram, and we're live on YouTube. So you'll actually see this. I want to thank both of you. Please keep me in tune with everything.
Absolutely.
And we'd love to have you. If you're in the area, come on back. I know you're going to be in Nashville, but call in and we'll play your music.
Hey, you're on my Facebook. You'll see me. You'll see your updates. Just call me.
Exactly. We'll do that. And real quick, I do have to say congratulations to Joe Gotti. I don't know if he's calling in or not, but we did give him the message. He actually won the best live hyped video on TikTok. TikTok. And so, Joe Gotti, since you didn't call in, this song is for you. And please, somebody let Joe Gotti know. I know he gets 1K, everybody that comes on live, he gets so many people doing.
Is he related to John Gotti?
I don't know. It's Joe Gotti.
Joe, not John. Right.
But that song is for you. And
still
congratulations. We did have sent the certificate over to you if you got it and went through Instagram to give you that message. So that was our live video feed on TikTok. And before we go, I just want to thank everybody for being here. And if you'd like to get my digital business card, it's amazing. Please text 727-871-7788 and put digital business card. You want one, you can make money while you sleep. It's amazing. You can put all your links on there and everything. And then before we go, Lisa's going to do some shout outs. Stay tuned. We have another show called Tiki Talk next with a lot of ladies from here in the area. And you're going to end the show playing live guitar.
I'm going to take it away. And here's for another local business that sponsors. We have a few that sponsor this show. It is when you hire made to order, you hire a company that gives 10% of their profits directly to Love Thy Neighbor, which cleans cancer patients' houses, disabled vets, and elderly people who cannot afford it. They do it for free.
Awesome.
So please reach out 727-384-6243. And if you want, just donate to Love Thy Neighbor. Amazing, amazing nonprofit. Joanne is amazing. She takes care of everybody. Doesn't matter if you can pay or not. And when you're going through cancer or you're disabled vet, sometimes, you need a little bit of help. And if you want to get Captain Rusty's amazing seafood dip, you can get it at Nico's Dog and Sports Bar located at 9524 Blind Pass Road. And welcome soon to the new I Love St. Pete Key Tag Program WEPA restaurant located at 2149 3rd Avenue South, St. Petersburg. They're open Wednesday through Saturday, 11 to 9, Sunday, 11 to 8. When I say the best original Puerto Rican food, I've been to Puerto Rico. It's just like the island.
Wow.
And I need to do a shout out to Evan, Ashley, and Ashley was told by God to come into Island Nails where I was getting my nails done. And now I've put her through to Level Talent Group.
Nice.
And also to your SAG agent.
Right.
So when I say
I have the paperwork for the other agent.
Okay, yes. She's going to be reaching out to you.
Oh, good.
She has,
okay.
Yes, she has your info. But when we say Hollywood Connections really connects you, I've been in one movie. I'm fixing to be in two more movies. I'm about to preview a project I'm doing right now. So if you don't mind, give me 23 seconds of Taken by Surprise, my original song that is my new project that we're working on.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. So you're singing that right now?
Right now.
Okay. Here we go. We're going to end with Annie.
Yes.
Okay. Live on YouTube on Tampa Radio Network. We're live on Facebook. We are live on
And there's a little sneak peek of the original song that is going to be.
And you just cut that.
Yeah, I just cut that yesterday.
Fabulous.
Just a little bit, yep.
And thank you to Nick over there. He did an amazing job.
Nick sure did.
All right, Andy, close the show, and what are we going to sing?
It's the very first song I ever wrote in my life, and it started in an RV shower. That's how it started.
In an RV shower.
All right. If you ain't showered in an RV,
I've never been to an NFL game, and I just started out watching football Sunday, maybe thinking one day might catch a real live game.
Wow.
It was football Sunday, and then I said, man, I'm going to write a song about fans because you got out of the fans. So,
all right, we have 3 minutes.
Out.
Go all for right, it.
It's
we're ready.
The fans.
Come on.
Watching football Sunday, maybe thinking one day might catch a real live game. Wanna lay down the tailgate, pour us a cold drink, fire up some red hot wings. Gotta get through the front gate, don't wanna be late, wanna watch a flip of the coin. Wanna sit in the front row, cheering in the snow, screaming from the top of our lungs. We are the fans, we're living it, we are the fans, we're loving it, we are the fans. Don't forget it, gonna wear our colors, watching our teams win. Standing in the ticket line, gonna have a good time. Hope he hits it out tonight. Gonna stand up, scream and shout. Watch your pitcher throw him out. He's got a knowing to count. He's sliding into home for the winning run. Buddy, we're gonna have some fun. We are the fans. We're living it. We are the fans. We're loving it. We are the fans. Don't forget it. Gonna wear our colors, watching our teams win.
Everybody, thank you for listening to Hollywood Connect. Keep it going. And Matt, we want to thank you. Give your website one more time while he's going on with his music. Or your music, where they can buy it.
Yeah. And anywhere music is sold online, Matt Bailey, B-A-I-L-I-E. Go check it out.
Perfect. And where can they buy your music?
Right on Amazon, iTunes, Spotify, yep. AndyPurcellMusic.com, P-U-R-S-E-L-L.
Perfect. We're
counting down.
See you in the next hour on Tiki Talk. Stay with us. We got some ladies that are going to have a lot of fun here.
Thank you,
and you will, too. And keep it going. We got right there. It's a countdown. I'm Dawn Reese. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life and watch things happen. We'll be back.
Nice trail pack. Meet all the drivers. I'm here for the show. Let's burn a little rubber green flag. Let's go. Gonna stand in the heat.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.